Miller.
Good morning to Tyre Eden here in Manchester. Once again, very exciting to sich betreffen mit solchen Geschmack Eden. People who come to learn every morning, kommen sich zusammenreden, lernen Teure. Yeah. Okay. Be'ezer Hashem, hopefully Hashem should give me the right words. Be'ezer Hashem, to pick up ourselves. I would like just to start with one great story. I just said over to somebody, Oi, I'm really the Maisim. You know, in Eretz Yisrael, there's Bar Beirav Dechad Yoima, you know, on the times when there's no work, so they make a Gantz Shiuri Torah. So in the Kollel of Rav Zilberstein Shlita in Chulon, so one of the Rabbonim came along, a Yid by the name of Rav Peretz Greenberg. This Rav Peretz Greenberg, he has problems with his eyesight, you know. So he went to some place in Eretz Yisrael by the name of Kibbutz Gash. Over there, there's a big place that they manufacture these different instruments for those who have problem with the eyesight. So he came inside. This tzigigang, one of the workers went to him, and he was Yid, which was not yizoicha yet to be shoyim teirav mitzvahs. But he goes over to him and says, "Oh, very good, you came. You must help me solve a riddle. What's the geshein? What happened?" He says, "Listen, I a week ago, a guy like you, a charedi like you, just came in here, and he." He's also struggling with his eyesight, and we offered him this instrument we built here. It's a very simple, but it's very, very helpful. What is it? It's like this. These people, they can see still a little bit, right? So they can't read in a book, but they can see something big. So this screen, what happens is like this. There's a tray under the screen, and you put the book there, and then there's an electric eye which sees where the line is, and it starts bringing up on the screen every letter by big. So you see Aleph, Beis, Gimel. And this way, they can start reading. So, of course, you need to take practice because, you know, if to read a line, letter by letter, it can take you a few minutes. So, with practice, you can come to a reasonable speed. And it's mamash a meiridik machine. So we offered him, we sat him down, we put a piece of newspaper on the tray, and all of a sudden he sees, whoa, ches, lamed, vov, mem, chalom, a dream, gavaldi. He runs to his case, he takes out a book. The name of the book was something, something like Tilmod Bubala. Talmud Bavli, Zolstazayn Gesund. Okay, and he put it on the tray, and there was an electric eye going on it, and then all of a sudden came on the screen some funny letters. Ksav Rashi. No, now I need you to help me understand, because this guy was starting to read, and he burst out into cry. He was crying and reading and crying and reading, and he was going from time to time saying like, "Oi Gemara, Oi Gemara." We couldn't calm him down for half an hour. He was going so nebuch, he was so moving, gefährlich. Until finally he calmed down and he purchased this machine. He's now in the middle of practice and we just don't understand what's going on. It's very not convenient to ask him what happened. Can you explain me? So he was thinking to himself, how is he going to explain to such a guy, Vosei's Gemara? So he asks him, tell me, what's your favorite food? My favorite food? I would say shawarma. Oh, can you explain me what the taste of shawarma is? What is there to explain? Taste it. You'll see what it's all about. He says, that's Gemara. I can't explain what it is, but those who tasted it, the sweet taste of a blood Gemara, you have no idea. This guy is already for a lot of time, which he didn't have the ability to see, to read a Gemara. Finally, he sees there's a hope. He sees that from now on, he'll be able to read Gemara. So he was so touched. He was so... So he started to cry. Yeah. Ashreichem, Tayre Eden, that come and make the effort every day to sit and learn Torah, to hear Torah, to hear Shira Torah. And those who know what Torah is all about, know the sweetness of it. Ashreichem v'ashrei chelkechem. Now I would like with all of you together to be mechazik ourselves. We're in the 3 weeks. And try to get one step closer to the Beis HaMikdosh Ulevai. The Navi says, Maso duod in Yeshayo, I think it's Perek Chof Aleph, Maso dumo koirei mehar seir. Right? Klal Yisrael is calling out of Har Seir. That's Golus Edoim. This is Mefarshim say that's our Golus. Shoimer mami lailo, shoimer mami leil. Shoimer is going on the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Shoimer mami lailo, shoimer mami leil. Very soon we'll explain it. Omar Shoimer, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers, Oso Boiker, it was already morning, V'oso loilo. In Tiboyun Boyun, if you're gonna daven, and Shuvu Esoyu, you'll do tshuva. So this way you'll have the Yeshua. What's going on? What's the Navi saying here? Zokt Reb Sholem Shvadron Moiridik. He says there was two Russian peasants, zwei russische Poyern, that went out for a long journey. So they rented a horse and buggy, and Megay Tarosaf, they see they're going and going, and the Bekitsa. Came evening, they were very hungry, so they took out a loaf of bread with the shari rockers, and of course, two Russian peasants, a bottle of vodka, and sure enough, they fell asleep. Oh, a real deep sleep, and the journey is helping to make the sleep even deeper, and now it comes morning, and they're sleeping away. Noontime, and they're still sleeping away. Finally, it came evening, it was dark again, and all of a sudden one of the guys gets up and he doesn't have what's going. He feels like after a very heavy sleep and it's still dark, so he screams out to the Balagula, hey, come on, where did you take us? Why is it a whole time the night? We there was no morning yet. He says, what are you talking about? Oh, who are you giving? It was morning. Oh, who are you giving a morning? But you were sleeping. It was noontime. You were sleeping again. Now you got up. Good morning. Now it's night again. Oy, Klal Yisrael calls out from Golus Edoim, from the deep of the Golus, Ribbono Shel Olam, Shoimer Mami Laila, Shoimer Mami Leil, Ribbono Shel Olam, so dark, so agant, the whole time it's night, Ribbono Shel Olam, when is the Geula going to be coming? Omar Shoimer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, oh, Yosso Boike, you should know there was a lot of times which morning came along, but you were sleeping. Oh, now you got up. Oh, so Loilo, it's night again. The only thing we can do in Tiboyun, Boyun, to really beg and ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Geula, Shuvu Esoyu, if we do Shuvu, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu would send Mashiach. So what can we do to get one step closer? What can we try to behave better? Alevai, Alevai, we should be Zoicha, Bekorav B'Yomeinu. So we all know that the Beis HaMikdosh HaSheni was Nechrav because of Sinas Chinam. What's the Pshat Sinas Chinam? I'll tell you the truth, I never met a person that said he hates the guy B'Chinam. Everybody's got a reason. I'm telling you, everybody will explain you exactly why he's hating this guy, and why this guy's naughty, and this guy's I'm a sugar. I'm a kid, so everybody has an exact reason. So what do you mean, sinas chinam? Oh, I once heard that. Ziggy schmack, ugevaldig. You know, let's say, for instance, there's a new project coming out here in Salford, and there's a guy who built a bunch of projects of apartments. He's selling every apartment for £70,000. I'm telling you, there's going to be a lineup of hundreds of people waiting, and you hear one of the guys, one to each other, listen, this is mamish for free. What do you mean for free? £70,000, you've got it? Yeah. Wow, £70,000 for such a mansion, such a nice apartment, it's for free. This is mamish b'chinim. What do you mean b'chinim? But it's cost money. Yeah, but for what you're getting and what you're paying, it's b'chinim. Right? Very simple. Yeah. Everybody's got a reason why he's hating the guy. But to hate your fellow friend, to come to matzav of being hating a yid, all the reasons you've got, sinas chinam. That's not for the results that there is. For the reason, it's b'chinam. Let's try to do some effort. Try to get a bit closer. So instead of sinas chinam, let's try. Give a good word for your fellow friend. Bechinom, unchesbeinus. We have no idea how. You know the Zohar Kodesh says in Parshas Tazria, "Kemoi de onsho de aybar nash begin milabisho, Kach on shei dehai barnash begin milotovo de yochel emalelo veloy malel. I'll translate. The same punishment that there is for that guy that is speaking Loshon Hara, the same punishment is for the guy who could say a good word to your fellow friend and he did not say that. You get the same punishment. You could have said a word of chizuk. You could have said a compliment to your friend. You could have given him a good attitude, a good mood, and you didn't do that. The same punishment as Lashon Hara. Zohar HaKadosh Parshas Tazria. And it don't cost a penny. Just tell him, Yenam Zogma, good vot. A good morning. We have no idea how powerful it is just saying a good word to your fellow friend. The Gemara says, there's a Meredike Gemara in Bom Metzi Daf Pehei to see how powerful words can mamish lift up a person. The Gemara says, Ikla Rebi La Asrei de Rablozo Barab Shimon. Rabbeinu HaKadosh came to the town of Rab Loza Barab Shimon Bar Yochai, and it was after his petira. And he asked, "Aim Yeish Ben Lo Yisoy Tzadik? Did Rab Loza Barab Shimon leave a son alive?" Said they told him, "Yes, Erot Azin." This guy's a gangster. Mamish, the Gemara is saying things that he did such aveiros nisht of Shabbos pachadalikim. And Rabbeinu HaKadosh says, "Please bring him over." He comes over. And the Gemara says, "As Mechebe Rabbi," he told him, "till now you are Yoske. From now, Rabbi Yosi." Ve'ashalmei le'Rab Shimon ben Isi ben Lekunyo. He paid. He got this uncle of this boy. His name was Rab Shimon ben Isi ben Lekunyo. He was a brother of his mother to start learning with him Torah. He started learning what wasn't simple at all. Kol Yoimo Ave Omar. Ano le kriyoso, ano ezel. Every day he would tell his uncle, let me go back to my neighborhood, to my chevre, to my narishkeit. It's hard for me to sit here like this. Omale. So his uncle told him, what are you talking about? Chakim avdu yosoch. They're going to be making you a big chochom. Ve'gul siddet to have a purse aloch. They're going to put you on golden abekiches, golden clothes, like, you know. The Rabbi Koraloch, they're going to be calling you Rabbi. At Amris Lekiyoso and Hazel, you're speaking about all this nonsense. Ach, come on. You're going to be a Rabbon. You're going to be a Chochon. And you're talking about, Aish, Sepasnisht. Omalei. So he told them, listen how these words, this line had such an effect on this Rabbi Yossi. Omalei Rabbi Yossi, this Rabbi Yossi to his uncle, Mumu, I'm making a Shavuah. Azuvado, I'm letting all this nonsense go, and I'm staying in Beis Medrash to learn Torah. He stayed in Beis Medrash and sat and learned, and he was staggering away until finally he came to the yeshiva of Rabbeinu HaKadosh. And he comes there to the yeshiva of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, and he hears one day his voice. So Rabbeinu HaKadosh asks the guys around him, I hear a very familiar voice. And Mamish reminds me the voice of Rab Loza bar Rab Shimon bar Yochai. So he says, yeah, it's his son. What? This Rab Yossi is by us. Rabbeinu HaKadosh was so happy. Kori alayu, he said on him the posik, pri tzadik eitz chayim veloy keach nefosho ischochom. Who is that? Pri tzadik eitz chayim is Rabbi Yossi b'Rab Loza b'Rab Shimon bar Yochai, which is a son of a tzadik, which was zoicha to become again an eitz chayim, a living tree. Who is that? That is Rab Shimon ben Nisi ben Lekunyo, which was the chochom that saved the nefesh. So the Gemara goes on. Ki avenoch nafshei, when this Rabbi Yossi was nifta. And to haul him out to the Avua, they took him to be buried in the Myra in Meron, next to the Zeda, this Tatam and the Zeda. There was a snake by the Pesach HaMa'ara, which did not let him to go into the cave. Omrule, Achno, Achno, snake. Psach Pichov, Yavoy Benet Selaviv. He did not open. By the Tatar, Rab Loza bar Rab Shimon, was the same story. This, the Gemara says that Ahmed before, it was Erev Yom Kippur, they brought him, and there was a snake, and they told him, Yovi ben Etziloviv, and he didn't go in. He let go in. This time he did not. So right away there was politics going on. Kisvorim ha'om loymar, ze gadol mizeh, he is a gadol, he's not a gadol. There was a baskel going out and saying, "Lo, it's not true. Godoil mize. Not that he's big greater. He is a godoil, but." Rab Lozor and Rab Shimon Bar Yochai was zoiche to be 13 years in the Ma'ara in Pekin when they ran away from the Romans. Teirah mitoich Yisurim, so to have a special darga. Rab Yossi, in his learning, in his level of learning, he's got there, but he doesn't have that point, and that's why he's not let in. And when you think about it, it's like Neure Nerois, Mishfala Madrego, Midiuto Atachtoino, all the ways up to where? To the peak of the mountain. Ad kedekach, that the baskel calls out, Loish is a godel mizeh. He's so great in the level of Torah like Rab Lozor and Rab Shimon Bar Yochai. Where did it all start? From one good line, from one good word, one sentence that his uncle told him. What are you talking about? You're going to be a chacham. You're going to be a rebbe. And you're talking about this nonsense. Look how it affected him. Look how great a good vote is. Let's try. We live amongst our families, our siblings, our kehillah, our friends. Push it. A good word. We have no idea how it can affect. Push it. Zong yenem ha'shenem gut morgen. A nice compliment. How good you are. How great you are. How successful you are. It's moiridik. We have no idea the power of words. Was tverter kenen ufton. Yes, and it don't cost money. Just a bit of heart, a bit of thinking about others. Trachten wegen jenem. Think about your fellow friend. Wie steht dort? Im ein ani li, mi li, uchshani leatzmi, mani. So I heard once a great word. Wow. A Zayda, a grandfather, took his grandchild to the zoo, and they go by next to the elephant, and he calls out, Saba, mize. Who is this? Oh, no, my dear. It's not a mize, it's a maze. It's a what is it? Oh, what is it? An elephant. Get go by next to the giraffe. And again, Saba, mize. Who is this? I told you, it's not a mize. You say maze. What is it? Maze, giraffe. Shoy, maran, and cup, maze. They come back home, they go daven marv. By the Mizrach, the Rav is sitting there. Saba, maze, what is this? No, I told you that. That's not a maze, that's a mize. Oh, maze, mize. All mixed up. Zuktan da Zayda, listen to this. Items, you say, maze, what is this? What is that? Right? An animal, which thinks only about itself, is also like an item. Maze. Adam! Like the Nefesh HaChaim says, Loi la'atzmai nivro. A person is not created for himself. Elo loi la'acherim. To do for others. Yes, that's an Odom. That's a Mizeh. Oh. Im ein ani li. If I'm not selfish just for myself, then it's me li. Then I'm a Mizeh. Oh, but k'shani la'atzmi, I think only about myself. Ma ani, I'm a Mazeh. Yes. Let's think about others. Go a bit out of ourselves. Think about your fellow friend. Think about your neighbor. Yes, he needs a good word. Yes, he's a bit lonely. Go in. Give him. Oh, we have no idea how powerful words are. Mamish, the koyach of words. I must tell you a great story. I heard this last week. There's a Jew in Eretz Yisrael, Bnei Brak. His name is Rabbi Fellner. Yeah. He learned in Kfar Hasidim by Rebbele Lapian, Rebbele Mishkovsky. So, two stories that he says over Mamish, the power of a good word. So, story goes like this. He learned, he didn't start off in a yeshiva kedosha. You know, those times going back 50 years ago, 50, 60 years ago, whatever. Yeah, so it was Mamish, you know, he learned in a such, you know, one more of the Mizrahi, Hester, and all that. And he was convinced to try to check a yeshiva kedosha. And he, sure enough, he came to Kfar Hasidim. It was before they even had a building. He didn't enjoy it too much because it was, you know, the conditions were very not so comfortable. And he decided that Cheshvan, he's going back to his old place. Erev Yom HaKippurim. One of the Choshev HaBochurim in yeshiva meet him, you know, go by next to him. This Choshev Baruch's name, his was Eliezer Dinner today, Arav Agoyin Rabbi Eliezer Dinner, the son of Rabbi Yosef Tzvi Alevi Dinner from London, which is today a Rav in Maine Yeshua. And he sees this boy, and he tells him, hey, Fellner, we enjoyed you. You're a good bacha, festa guy. You know, we're waiting for you next man. You know, maybe we make a chavrusa together. And so, Agutior, Agut Yom Kippur. But that line, which took exactly 15 seconds, it turned him over in Gansen. And he said, then I got my decision. Listen, I'm coming back. And sure enough, he came back to yeshiva. And when he meets Rabbi Reblazer Duna, he always tells him, you should know, because of you, of that sentence that took you exactly 15 seconds, Ani ubnei beisi, charedim ledvar Hashem, all of them bnei yeshivas, bnei teira. All for what? One powerful sentence. And it didn't cost a penny. Just a bit of heart. Thinking about others. Instead of sinas chinam, let's give out words. Bechino. Right? Without no onchish benis, push it. Make the guy happy. Oish. It's, and I can tell you, when you get used to it, it's such a geschmack. It's one of the sweetest things. It is to say yanam a good vote, give a good word, and see how the guy is smiling and swallowing up every bit of it. Oish. It's such a geschmack. It's such a sweetness. Push it to make yanam good of Marzen. Joy. It's moiridik. I'm telling you. It's half liver fell. And then this Rabbi Fellner goes on and says, powerful story. Going on later, he had problems with his teeth, and he needed a dentist. A dentist? Well, in the Kfar Chassidim, over there in Rechassim, Kfar Chassidim, it wasn't so. It was something more like a shoemaker than a dentist. So his parents told him, you know, come back to Yerushalayim, and we'll sort it out. So he came to Yerushalayim, and for about a week's time, he was going again and again. And Baruch Hashem, it was in a matzav that he can go back already to yeshiva. So the first ability that he had, he right away went back to yeshiva. He came to Rechassim. So since he was a week's time out of yeshiva, he decided the right thing would be to do, to say Shalom Aleichem to the Rosh Yeshiva. So instead of going up in Rechassim, he went down in the Kfar Chassidim, where the Rav used to live, Rebbe Mishkovsky, which he was the Rosh Yeshiva, and went in to say Shalom Aleichem. She says, what is? She says, I was out of yeshiva, week's time, out with the teeth, and it's all sorted out. She says, almost. So why do you come back? So he tells the Rosh Yeshiva, I'll tell the Rosh Yeshiva the truth. I was a week's time in Yerushalayim, and I took advantage of going to these different yeshivas, listening to these different shiurim, yeah, this yeshiva, that yeshiva. But I must tell the Rav, nothing like the shiurim of the Rosh Yeshiva. And I decided I must come back. So that was a simple line, and I went back to yeshiva. The next day, Reb Dov Yaffe Zatzal, which was then a Mashgiach Katan in yeshiva, he tells him, hey, Fellner, tell me, what did you say to Rosh Yeshiva yesterday? Nothing. Hello? No, there was something else, I understand. The Rosh Yeshiva asked me why I came back. I told him I was in Yerushalayim. I lashed around this different shiurim, and I told him there's nothing like the shiurim of the Rosh Yeshiva. Fellner, you should know, you have no idea what you did to the Rosh Yeshiva. The Rosh Yeshiva was, for a week's time already, not saying shiurim, because there was somebody, Nebuch, from his mishpacha, who was very ill and a very shver matziv, and pashit, he couldn't make it to say shiurim. And yesterday, when you came in at home, to the Rav, and you told him, nothing like the shiurim of the Rosh Yeshiva. You have no idea what you did to him. You gave him so much koyach. And he meets me afterwards, he tells me, Abdoiv, make sure to tell the guys tomorrow there's going to be shiurim around. I told him what is. Fellner came in, he gave me koyach. I want to know what you did to him. See that? A Rosh Yeshiva. No difference who you are. Every person needs a good word. Yes, yes, everyone. The Rebbeinu Shalom put it this way in the Bria. It says in the Yom Shlishi, right, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created all the trees. It was all underground. Nothing grew up. Why? Because of Adam Ayin Lavoi the Sahadoma. Rashi says, because there was no human man which makir betoivosam shel geshamim, which appreciates the gewaldige favor of rain And there's no one to daven for it. So you see that you need two things to be moitzi min hakoyach el hapoyal, right? To bring out things lemaisa, you need first of all to recognize, to appreciate his gevaldige koyches, and of course, daven for it. Moiridik vaseist, a good word. They say, maybe you know it in Japan. There was a research in Japan. Anyway, so they took over there in a room in a laboratory which was freezing about 10, 15 degrees below zero, and they dropped a drop of water on a plate. As it was becoming ice, to one drop, they were speaking so nicely and so friendly. Oh, we appreciate you, Gevaldik. And then they put it under the microscope. I saw pictures of it. Poshet, amazing, beautiful forms of snowflakes and moire de ketsuris, mamish, amazing, beautiful structures of all these different mavelokolheim. And then the next drop, as it's getting ice, we hate you, get out of here, vechula, etc. And then they put it under the microscope, yirachem amarachem, one big balagan. I saw pictures. He brings it down. I have Zamir Cohen. He has a book on Ma'apach. He brings down the pictures of it. Mavel al Kolrein. You heard with the Tutzach. A drop of ice. A drop of ice. You speak to nice. Look how it affects it. A mensch. A human being. You give a good word. How can it? What an effect it has on a person. Posh et trachten auf jenen. And a friend of mine in Kiryat Sefer, his name is Waldschein. I said, okay, it's a cousin of mine, whatever. So he wanted us to do it. He took the same plant in a flower pot in two different windows, same sun, same thing, but just in two windows, and to one flower pot with the he used to every day speak so nicely, give her a few good words, yeah, and the other one just ignore her and mamish. And you see, it's Meiridik after a month time. The one who we speak to every day, Azim Tazagishmak, Meiridik to Yitzayas, it's Mavel al Kulrayan. And the other one, Fash, Af Kapors, Amamish. You know what a Tutsach, what a powerful word it affects on the Briya. Today there's research on it, and they see it black and white. We have no idea the koyach of a good word. Giving your fellow, it gives him mamish koyach. A friend of mine in Kiryat Sefer, his name is Rabbi Yaakov Yeshua, whatever. He told me a meridikus story. Listen to this, mamish. He learned in the yeshiva Brit Yaakov in Beit Vagan, the yeshiva of Rav Rav Talidano. Anyway, so he was a bocha in kibbutz, about in his early 20s. It was a chosh of a bocha. And one day comes along a bocha from Shir Aleph. That's a pshat, is a 16, 17-year-old boy. And B'derech Klal, Chosh V'Bocher of Kibbutz, comes there, you make sure that he knows the right distance, you know, etc. But instead, he decided, he saw this Bocher, is like, you know, mamish waiting for a good word. So he tells his friends, oh, Sekunda Chosh V'Bocher, let's hear what he got to say. And this Bocher that listens, it gave him mamish confident. So he's asking the kasha. He tells me, it was a kasha. No, I can handle it. Ain't zwei, but I saw the guy. She says, listen, I don't know what to tell you. Gotta think about it. You know, let's go to one of the rabbonim in Shiva, Rabbi Winkler. He's a dog. Let's. I'm sure maybe it's a festa kasha. Let's ask him. And this Bocher went with him. He felt mamish on top of the world. And he goes to the Rabbi Winkler. Rabbi Winkler, oops, you know, the first, second, you know, like, this Bocher in kibbutz has to come to him to ask the shaila. He saw on his face that he chap what's going on. And he tells the Bocher, a good kasha. Gotta think about it. Come tomorrow. And the Bocher, out of this world, was haste. Gavaldi. Next day, this Rabbi Yaakov Yeshua tells the Bocher, I'm sure Rabbi Winkler is waiting for us with the teretz. And they went over. And mamish, Kitza, he was speaking with them and learning. The Bocher came out satisfied. Bizendach. And that's it. There was no connection, he told me, between us. I was in kibbutz. There's a 4 years apart of us. Garnished, and we went on. I got married. I was in the Kollel in Brit Yaakov. After years, this Bocher comes with me with the invitation. I forgot Bechlal that we had once, you know, going back years ago. I forgot all about it. But he brings me this invitation. Like, I'm not one of the staff. Like, why does he bring me an invitation? And when I open up the invitation, he writes there, "Chvoid Abacha Rav Yaakov Yeshua, all my Yiddishkeit is because of you. All my steigende learning is because of you. All my Yiras Shemayim because of you." Oh, what's the guy daydreaming? What? What's going on here? So he goes to him. Tell me, what are you graduating? What's Tetzach do? What, you don't remember? No. Remember I was in Shir Aleph and he took me to Rabbi Winkler? Ah, that was you. Oh, right. And then he remembered and he told him, listen, I came from the town of Nitivot. And I don't know if you know, but Neretz Yisrael, the ones that comes from the south, they call him Dromi, like from the Durham. Dromi. It's like Ilu saying, you're not so yeshivish, you're not into the business with the Gansados. So they used to make fun of him in yeshiva and his shir. Ata Dromi. Bekitza, and it hurt him so much, he decided he's going to show them his chavra, he's going to go speak and learning with the chosh v'bochim in kibbutz, and they're going to realize that he's not stam. He's something. Yeah, they'll stop annoying him. And you should know, I was going to you, my whole future was in your hands. And you had that sense to give me such COVID and make for me a ganze grachka. Today I recall that my kasha wasn't the big kasha, but you had the sense to make a fuss about it. You have no idea what you did to me. Yes, you should know. All my Yiddishkeit, all my Yiddish Shemaim is because of you, with your few good words. How powerful a good word is. We have no idea. And I'm telling Rabbi Yisrael, instead of sinas chinam, let's do something. Bechinam, give out good words. You know, Rabbanu Toisig, one of the big mashpim in Eretz Yisrael, Avishn Tzachosid, he says also, from both sides, he says once, as I answered, he says, Moshe to his Rebbe, Avishn Tzachosid, Zachoyin Levrucha. And he tells his Rebbe, you know, Rebbe, I met one of these Rabbonim, and he was telling me all about, he was appreciating all these different takonis that the Rebbe made in the neighborhood of Vizhnitz, the Shikun Vizhnitz. And he was going on these few things which Mamish really praised it and appreciated. So the Rebbe told, chop me on my hand. He says, Arang! You should know, people come here and pour out their hearts. Azoifel Suras, this table is listening to so many problems. But some good words I cannot don't hear. You should know. Yes, even I need some good words to give me the koyach to go on. And from the other side, he says, he was once in the middle of the night, he was fahakt out of Bnei Brak, and Kitza, he had to stop a taxi to go home. So he stops a taxi, finally a guy stops, and Rabbanu Toisig is such a sweet yid, full of honey. So the guy opens up the window, "Oh, Erev Tov, Nahag Yakar, good evening, dear driver. You can take me to Bnei Brak?" And all of a sudden he sees the guy screaming out, "Yishtabach Shemo! Elokim Toda! Yishtabach Shemo! Kilo, praise you Hashem! Thank you!" He was short, this guy is shikah, maybe a bit dangerous to go with this guy, you know, he looks like a drunk guy. What's going on? Then he calms down and he sees that the guy is Beseda. Okay, so he goes in, and like, you know, he's trying to understand what's going on. He says, "Listen, I'm already 14 hours on the road, stopping for all sorts of people, whatever you want, all different Orthodox, friar, everything has gone in my... And I did not hear yet one time the word good. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. I was going with sugar. I said, 'Rabbeinu Shalom, what am I, a donkey? No one can tell me the word good. Hashem, I just cannot go home until I'll hear the word good. Please send me somebody.' I finished davening and you stopped me. And I open up the window and you tell me so nicely, 'Good evening, dear driver. Erev Tov, Nahag Yakar. You saved the day for me. Now I can go home.' They come to Bnei Brak and Rabbi Tosik takes out his wallet to pay. 'No, I don't need a penny. Your good evening was worth for me more. It's priceless.' But still he insisted that he's going to pay. And he paid him. He's going out of the car. He says, 'You know, from tomorrow, I'm going to start putting on film. Hey, we didn't speak about it. You know, I don't make business with Yiddish guys. You know, like what? Yes, but I felt that Kodesh Baruch was so nice to me. And he said, he's such a nice guy like you. So from tomorrow, I'm going to put on tefillin. All started from one good evening. Ash, was mekenton. It's amazing how powerful our words have such power. Push it. Let's, you know, lefachas with our say toy, maybe through that, we'll become less ra, right? We'll be able to do the sumer ra. Sometimes you get used to being nice to each other, so memelo automatically, you speak less lashon hara. I mean, you try to be a positive person and not chas v'shalom fakert. And I just want to finish off with one great story. It touched me so much. Oy, olevai, hoping Hashem should come back to us very soon. Rav Zilberstein says over a story, it was this last few years, a yid which put in so much effort into his chinuch of his children. And, oh, it's getting late. And, Baruch Hashem, he was zoichet a beautiful naches, but his first son in the yeshiva ktana, there was a friend which was Nebuch, in a very bad situation in Yiddishkeit. Dan Holler didn't even know about it. And for some reason, you know, he started, you know, would you like to see on a screen a beautiful shmuz of a chosh of a mashgiach? He's a bocher, a tomim, he doesn't know anything about any. Oh, why not? And he mamish enjoyed it. The next day, and slowly but surely, Rachman al Itzlan, this bocher went off the derech. And one day he comes to his parents and tells them, "Sit, I'm going. I'm leaving. Where? No need to know. I don't need any visits. I'll call you once in a while. Shalom." The father was so tzibrochim. He tried to bring in askonim, but they told him, "Listen, it's too late. Your son is a hard nut. Nothing to do about it. Just try to do your best for your next children that they should be staying and make sure they don't have bad friends." After about 2 years, one day, surprisingly, the guy came back, and slowly but surely, his couple, he put on a couple, the couple slowly was getting bigger, came normal, and Baruch Hashem, he had us, and Baruch Hashem, he went to yeshiva for these guys, and he got married to a nice shidduch. It wouldn't be the shidduch that he was, but, you know, for his matzev, Baruch Hashem. All the askonim that came to the chasana, they were like surprised, what's the secret, you know? Makarav, v'sigashem. The last shavuot brachas, the chosn asked his father permission, "Can I participate the oilam?" "Pleasure." And he starts saying, "You all know my situation that there was, Nebuch, when I left my father's home. And you should know that, bepashtus, there shouldn't be no reason, there was no reason in the world I should come back to my parents. I was so, so deep in the junk, gefil. But my father, with pulls, he found out through the number exactly where our apartment is in Tel Aviv. And one day, he comes up to Tedos, he sits on a bench outside my apartment, he calls me up, I see him, "Hey, my father, hey, Ta, yeah?" And he tells me, "Listen, my dear son, I'm here outside on the bench, and I just wanted to let you know that I'm waiting for you. I'm not going back home until you come with me." "Oh, Ta, what? Don't bother. Forget about it. I'm not coming back. It's time you drink a cup." And I shut down the phone. The next day, I call up my father. After I saw that it's a serious, I thinking he was joking, but then I see him, he's there on the bench. I say, "Daddy, please do me a favor. Get out of my way. I just can't see you here." He says, "Excuse me? I didn't ask you to come. You do what you want. I just wanted to let you know that I'm neither coming back until you come with me. You can do what you want. I don't know." "Ta, come on. Yeah, please. I don't know. You're paying taxes for me. Like, what do you care?" Shut down the phone. And the third day, oh, so again, I was begging and begging my father, "Please go home. Chaval al hazman. I'm not coming back. It's just wasteless. You'd stump." And he's again, "And I didn't ask you to come back. I just let you know, I'm neither coming back without you." The fourth night, my father got used to the matzev, and I saw him falling asleep right away on the bench over there. 1 o'clock at night, he feels somebody tapping. He looks up, Tel Aviv, who's there? he sees me next to him. And I tell him, Ta, we're going back. What happened? I didn't ask you to do so. It's fine. I want to come back. And we go back. On the way, my father asks me, tell me, I didn't ask you to come back, so why did you do it? He says, Dad, I'll tell you the truth. The first time you called me and I saw you lying on the bench over there in the street, I thought, yeah, it's a shtick, you know, very fast, you'll see it don't work, you just go back home. But what can I do? Every hour I looked outside the wood and I saw you there on the bench. Of course, I couldn't sleep good. I had these last nights going crazy. And then the last night, the fourth night, I was turning over my bed back and forth and I was thinking to myself, I left my whole mishpacha. I went to live with all these friends. With one of these great friends, be ready to do to me such a zach. I know them all my new friends. When it's, you know, when it's going together with all the shtusim, I'm there for them. But in the minute that they'll feel that I'm a bit annoying them, they'll just throw me to the dogs. But when I saw you, Ta, after all I did to you, all I annoyed you, how much tsar I gave you, and you're still there on the bench for 4 nights sleeping and waiting that I should come home, I felt my place is in your home. That's where they really, really care about me and waiting for me. All the askanim are right, but you, Ta, what you did for me, that mamish took me, and because of you, I'm back to myself. The Tanit Velio says, Meid ani olay shemayim v'oretz. Tanit Velio, Perek Lamed Aleph. Meid ani olay shemayim v'oretz. Yoyser mashe'o av metzapa l'bnoi. More than a father is waiting for his son to come back. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yoshev u'metzapa lohem le'Yisrael she'yachzeru b'tshuva ve'yivna lohem beis hamikdash shelo yechrav lo'olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is waiting outside the bench, waiting for thousands of years. Kindlech, kumchen ha'em, I'm waiting for you. I cannot come without you. Yoshev lo nema, kim v'shove kibetz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us in Golus. He cannot go back until we make one move. One step closer to Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Let's all of us, Be'ezer Hashem, try to become better. And hopefully HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be built Beis HaMikdash. B'meheira b'yameinu. Amen. Amen.